trying to understand what's going on in the sun, the moon, and the stars. I'm Richard Duke, and welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We're taking our usual little break here to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. I understand you may actually check the points condensers and plugs and spark plugs and so forth. And if we like your work, you can bring our car in, right? In any event, we're going to talk now.
Astrologically speaking.
Astrologically speaking, yeah. She will take a look at the car and say, it's fine. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more about Scorpio, the scorpion, if you will. That is the main sign that we are talking about. And I asked last week, and I should have thought of this from the get-go as far as all of the signs, in terms of the characteristics of those symbols. And obviously we have insects and we have the crab and we have the bull and on and on and on. And of course, Here we're focusing on the scorpion with the multiple legs. It has an exoskeleton.
Yes.
It has a stinger with an arched, curved tail and so on and so forth. What can you tell us? I don't know if there's any information on how the scorpion was selected. Did it have exclusively to do with the constellations? And what about those various attributes and how they tie?
Right. Now, the history of the naming of the different signs is very deep. It's very old and it's fascinating. And you can totally get lost in it if you geek out that way, the way I do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it comes from ancient Mesopotamia, Babylonia, what's now Iran and Iraq, and that's a whole, you know, anybody wants to play there, you know, call me, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But the way it's kind of been handed down through the centuries now, you know, is still very pertinent. You know, the scorpion, that exoskeleton makes you tough, and so people with Scorpio are not people who are easily hurt generally, unless there's other indicators in their chart. They're tough. They can survive quite well in harsh, hostile, desert, unpleasant environments and thrive. They also can scuttle very quickly across the ground and hide in places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Scorpio has a reputation for being very secretive. And because of that, very good at politics. Scorpio rules politics, and that's also and aspects of war, and that's also where that stinger comes into play. Scorpio can kill you or hurt you very quickly and with very little effort on its part, very effectively. It's not blatant. It's not sloppy. It's not random. It's very specific. It's a very quick, powerful strike.
Right.
And so Scorpios are known to be, when they're mad at you, you better run. It's duck and cover time.
Yeah.
You know, you better be ready because they can strike you in your most vulnerable places before you even knew what happened.
I also think, too, in terms of the exoskeleton, I know you referred to the desert, but I'm also thinking in terms of heading into the wintertime. We are almost post-harvest.
Yes.
And if you have gathered and collected all that you're going to need for the coming winter, you know, and the snowfall and so forth, you have taken the tough steps to prepare. If not, then you have to literally toughen up. You better get real strong real fast and think of plan B and C and D because that's what it's going to take. And we don't know what each winter, you know, is going to bring. And we always look forward to the solstice, which is coming up in a couple of months here, to take us around the horn, so to speak, to transition into spring. But, you know, that can sometimes be a long way off.
Right, and the thing that I always come back to around this when we speak of it is community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when times are good, we share with community. When times are personally tough, our community shares with us.
Mm.
And so, and that can be one of the more difficult things for Scorpios is learning how to work effectively in community for the highest good of all involved. It's part of the life lesson.
And tell us a little bit about what we can expect over the next week or two as we are still in Scorpio in terms of just things to be mindful of?
Okay, that is an excellent question. You know, we are coming into, if we're not already smack in the middle of it, a pretty volatile time. You know, the election is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you haven't already early voted, done your absentee ballot, vote. Things might get weirder before they get more normal, largely because Mercury does go retrograde in Scorpio on Election Day. Yeah, and that's a very similar scenario. Whenever there's been some weirdness around an election, it's been because of a Mercury retrograde involved.
Right.
And so I would tell people to breathe, stay calm, and practice de-escalating behaviors.
Right.
You know, if your neighbor gets weird on you, don't match their intensity or force. Keep calm and be the bigger man and see if you can talk them down off the skinny branches. Don't throw the match in the gas tank.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, for further information, and again, if you want to go further in depth on the subject, this subject on these different signs with Beth, who has studied this for how long? A lot of years. Then call her at 963-0842 or go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And we will talk to you post-election and kind of see where we are.
Yep.
All right. Beth McDonald, Beth McDonald Consulting. I'm Richard Dugan, and you're listening to Tell Me Your Story.